This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
Here on the show, we often ask people in the spotlight, musicians, actors, artists, to tell us about their financial lives and what they've learned in their careers. It's a segment we call the Marketplace Quiz, and this week's guests sat down with Marketplace producer Haley Hirschman.
Hey, everybody. This is Ronnie Vannucci. I play drums in The Killers.
And this is Brandon Flowers. I'm the lead singer of The Killers.
That's right.
Ron, I'd like you to fill in the blank. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you...
medicine.
It can, that's true. Finasteride.
Finasteride.
did I say it wrong?
I think it's finasteride. That stuff that makes your hair grow. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can get you a little hair.
All right.
Brandon.
Yeah.
This is a bit of a secret I need you to explain.
Okay.
What do you think is the hardest part of your job that no one knows?
I'm not a social butterfly, and I'm not the most confident person in the world. And so sometimes it takes a lot more than people may realize for me to get up there on that stage and do what I do. And I have a lot of reverence for people that have done it before me and have been great at it. And so I think that that might be one of the harder things that people don't recognize about me and my job.
What do you do to turn it on? What headspace do you get in? Tell these people.
I do everything from pray to that I won't embarrass myself to I've gained confidence over the years because I've done a lot of practicing and a lot of rehearsing. So that helps, being prepared. Ron, what was your first job?
I was a volunteer at the hospital, and I worked in the histology lab at the hospital, and I ran skin samples and samples of body parts and stuff. One point I put half of a hand, like the last two fingers, in a plastic jar of formalin, which is sort of a derivative of formalin.
They let you do it when you're a kid?
Yeah, I was 15.
Where did the guy lose his hand? How did he lose it?
It was I don't know the story behind it, but it looked like it would been burned too. It was really weird. Brandon, real talk. What is your most prized possession?
I mean, I think it's okay to say my wife, isn't it? I'm hers and she's mine.
Yeah.
You have to be careful nowadays what you say.
Well,
but
I think that's tender.
Yeah.
I think it's come from
I think she's my most prized possession. And we have been married now for 12 years. It's
well
pretty
done.
Incredible. And
that's like 150 years in rock and roll.
Yeah. Looking forward to 12 more.
Yeah. What is the one thing everybody should own, no matter the cost, Brandon? I'm going to answer for you.
You got one?
Yeah. Toothbrush.
Toothbrush is a good one.
Everybody's got teeth.
I don't know, my mind went towards like can opener.
That's good. You never know. You're going to need to open up a can.
What advice do you wish someone had given you before you started this career? I got a fresh one. I'll give you time to think.
You got a fresh one?
Yeah.
For it. What do you think?
Don't read reviews about your album or your live shows. Just don't.
Don't. Yeah, you've been reading a lot of them.
I always do.
I don't
it.
Do it. I'll go down the bunny hole too quick and I'll get all bummed out and I'll just get snarky and that's not good for anybody.
Yeah.
Listen more. It sounds so simple, but if I just think I should, and I'm still working on this, I just think listen more in every way. Listen more. Talk less.
That's Ronnie Vannucci from The Killers ending this week's quiz. You can listen to some of our past quizzes with Roxanne Gay, Samantha Bee, Zoe Deschanel, just to name a few. Go to our website, marketplace.org. And if you have an idea for someone you want to hear take the quiz, let us know. Our email is weekend@marketplace.org.